I can look at this clock now. The atomic clock is set correct. It really does work. Wednesday, April the 7th, 2021. 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to On the Air here on WWGH Radio, and we will be on the air for the next 2 hours. And for the first time from our new studio, we welcome Glenn Coble. Boy, we hope this works. Glenn, how's it going? We're really going to be talking about it because I got to figure out which mic you're, well, yeah, we got to figure out which mic you're on now. Now we've got a whole nother set of issues here. You're on the green one. All right, let's figure out which one that is. No, that is strange.
I can hear me.
I can hear you on that one.
Okay,
I wonder why the green one. Well, you know, here we go again.
I'm going to drop this one because it has a stupid stand.
Now, is the green one switched off at the switch? It looks like it is. Is it switched down?
It's
switch
down.
It up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that might turn you on.
No, it was up.
It was up, and now it's down.
No, now it's up.
Now it's up. Let's hear now.
Can you hear me now? No.
No. What? Okay.
I'm going to just switch the mic.
Just go ahead and switch it.
And to heck with the stand. I'll let it sit.
Heck with that, and we'll move on to the next issue here. Boy, what a start that was.
I love it. I love it.
Rip-roaring radio here on WWGH Radio.
Hey, radio isn't any fun if you don't have problems once in a while.
No, and we seem to have those occasionally.
Yeah.
From time to time. But you know what? Those cords, they are laying there, but they are no longer tangled. I untangled every cord personally as we moved the other day.
And it looks better.
It does it. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it looks a little better.
It looks a little better. Okay. So what's new with you?
I'm confused because I don't know where I am or what I'm doing right now. But not a whole lot new with me. My wife now has her second shot. So in another week and a half, we'll be able to get out and about a little bit. That's kind of rough. Am I...
This is somebody telling us they can't hear you.
Okay. There we go. Now I can.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
You're down in the tunnel again.
I'm in the tunnel.
Yeah, I tuned everything in. I can tune in. And... your voice, your sound, is real deep and low again.
Deep and low. So not deep and low.
When you were talking to that grandma this morning, her voice came in real good. I could barely hear you when you were talking to her.
Okay, well keep giving us updates, Bob.
Yeah, but you're down again.
All right, thank you. Well, see, we'll always be glad to take those updates because it's an odd process. Well, that was Bob. I can understand Bob. Now, I thought I sounded okay there.
Yeah, you sound a little... Holy mackerel, Glenn.
Sounds a mess now.
You sound a little tinny, but I don't think it's down in the tunnel, at least from our original signal.
Now, if you sound tinny, I sound tinny.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
I thought I would check in, boys, with a quality of signal report, and the landlord had a question for Glenn also. So, do the first one. Yeah, I agree with Bob. Scott, you're a little muddy and distorted. The calls I told you on Messenger with Dr. Bishop, she was a little distorted, but again, it's probably the phone, as you mentioned. I think with this new modem, actually, the phone calls in general are better. They were really good yesterday and Monday. And Glenn, the volume is low, which might be why it seems clearer.
My volume is low.
The quality is good. Yeah, it seems a little tinny. Your voice is not as tinny as that. I know from.
I went to broadcast school to make it sound stronger. What's the story?
Yeah, that's better there. It looks like he just turned it up. And of course, I'm on the phone, and this is tuned in on the car through Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I had the volume set at 17 in my car. I mean, that's obviously you need to know my car, but it seemed like the volume with the reverend was pretty good.
Okay.
But your quality is okay, Glenn, but of course, sometimes when you turn the volume off, the quality might suffer.
Yeah.
You got to trade loudness for modulation.
Yeah, well, no.
I can hear you. I mean, we're still fine tuning, but I think in the general direction we're going going well.
Okay, did you just pull over or something? Because your sound's
no.
Not better.
Yeah, I'm at a traffic light.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm near the Busch Brewery, actually.
Okay, get one for me.
Wishful thinking that I was maybe...
Yeah.
Not while I was driving, of course, but if I were sitting at home
right.
Or at friend's house or whatever, that I were partaking in their wonderful refreshments made here in Ohio.
Bring me a Bud Light.
Passing by the brewery. So the landlord wanted to know, Glenn, do you like the digs? And again, the temperature this time of the year, it's 50 in the morning and 80 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Temperature should be comfortable. I had the property manager leave the phone on. And the landlord wanted to know if the new station digs gets your seal of approval.
Well, I just walked in. I haven't had the opportunity to walk around. All I have done is walk into the main studio and
okay.
Start talking. So I'll let you know after I get through the first
okay,
first
you break. You got ample parking, and it smells good, though, right? Those are the first things.
Those are good, yeah.
And the temperature is good. Yeah, just check out the boys' room. It does work well, unlike certain other boys' rooms that we've had to partake in. But, yeah, I'm glad to hear that, Glenn.
Yep.
We want happy people at our new digs. It is our permanent home, and it certainly is our best one.
I think
we have many, many great things to come.
I think if we put up a little bit of soundproofing foam or something
yes.
along that line, it might help that tinny sound.
Yeah, that'll help. Yeah, yeah. On the call, you sound good. Your voice actually is really clear. I got a little tinny, but that's part of what phones do. I mean, it's not designed for the greatest fidelity.
Okay.
But, yeah, over the air, it's fine. I mean, we are certainly tweaking, but I think in time, it'll end up sounding better than ever.
Yep, hope so.
Okay, well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, and the calls are always welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, see, those terms muddy, see, that doesn't mean anything to me. Because muddy to you and muddy to me mean two different things.
Yeah, and muddy to me means that you can't understand what is being said. There is no clarity. I was a sound engineer for about 2 years, so muddy to me is going to be different than muddy to a person that hasn't done that. Muddy means a lack of presence, and also that you can't understand
you
the words.
Understand what's going on. Now, see, in the tunnel, I don't really understand that one as of yet.
That's probably muddy.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Well, I just sat here listening when he just called in. Apparently, I understand what he was saying. There was some interference. And Glenn,
yeah.
I can barely hear what he said.
Okay, maybe my pot needs to be raised up.
He sounded like you're underground or someplace.
Okay. Well, I am underground. They put me in a big hole.
We sent you there early, Glenn.
Maybe I need to keep the mic closer to my mouth. That might help. Does this help now, Bob? Do I sound better?
See, now I don't. You're a little muddy. You're a little muddy.
I'm a little muddy.
Whatever muddy means. We don't. These terms, I'll tell you, muddy and tinny and all this, who
they're
knows?
Not technical.
No, they're not technical. And nobody knows what they mean.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll figure
we're
it out.
We're working at it.
You know, it's a funny thing because at the last studio, we had boxes everywhere because we had no closet space. But what that did was it insulated the room,
yeah.
Which made everything sound better.
And gave you softness. The boxes were a lot softer than plywood or whatever, sheeting. So
you know, it's we're just about to bring the boxes back in because who knows how much longer we can take this.
That is a really ugly soundproofing
quilt
blanket that
quilt.
You have
quilt.
Over the
door. I believe it's a quilt.
Yeah, it's a semi-quilt.
Yes. Now, so here we go, 740-383-9944. And you know, one of the problems with this is we cannot hear how we sound. Now, I know there's a radio on back there, but we can't hear that.
No, we can't. And maybe, I've been turning on my Listen Live app, and it's not too bad. It's not great, but it's not too bad.
You know, I don't understand why the green mic did not work, because we checked all these mics before we put them in the other day.
It's green.
It's very strange that did not work. I don't know if it had something to do with being turned down too low or being on a different... I bet I know what. I bet it's because it's on a different pot. It's on pot number 3 now.
Oh, okay.
We moved them all.
Okay, well,
yeah.
And also, if Kermit the Frog comes in, it'll be perfect.
It shall be perfect. So here we are, and you can let us know again how we sound as we're going to continue on with the conversation this morning. We always are interested to know how we sound. That's kind of important. 740-383-9944. If you have an update on the sound, please give it to us. We would be glad to hear
it
from you or anybody else.
All right.
See, I don't know what in a tunnel sounds like.
Well...
Do you understand that one?
Kinda. You know, have you ever been in a tunnel?
I've been in a tunnel, but, I can't hear myself.
Okay. In the tunnel, you can't hear yourself?
Well, not really. Can you?
Yeah, but it sounds like your sound
is
going
around. Flip on your tune in there, Glenn. This will be real radical radio. We'll hear ourselves of what we said about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. That'll mess you off.
No. We got plenty of time here this morning. We're only 27 minutes past the hour here.
Okay, here it comes. Are you
ready?
Here
it comes. Brace yourself, folks.
It's got to...
What we said about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. That doesn't sound too bad.
No, we got plenty of time here this morning.
See, I don't think I sound like I'm in a tunnel.
No, it's there's more treble present, and a lot of people prefer bass. I prefer treble, but it's because of my hearing. I have a hearing loss a little bit, and I think most people prefer to hear a little bit of softness in the sound, which we don't get right now, and maybe if we that's
oh, I'm playing nice, I'm doing that.
That's making nice and scratchy. I think if we put more softness into the studio, it'll absorb more of the tinniness and be better.
Now, what is the best way to get softness into a studio?
Well, put a lot of softness.
egg crates,
and anything that has different. You don't want flat angles. You don't want hardboard. You want softness and you want sharp angles.
Softness and sharp angles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
Okay, we got a phone call.
We're going to take a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, is this Scott?
It is.
Are you on the air?
We are on the air.
Well, I'm just wondering whether you got your antenna fixed the way it's supposed to be.
It's not perfect as of yet, but we did. We were able to increase it about 75%.
Well, we live about 3 miles south of you, and we can't hardly get you at all. So everything seems to be covering you up.
Well, I hope by the end of the week we should have that fixed. I know we're going to go up again tonight and take a look at it.
Oh.
So hopefully, just stick with us here and we'll get it fixed.
Okay.
Or well, use our Listen Live.
We'll be glad to be able to get you good.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
See, they don't know we're having sound issues.
Yeah. Yeah,
they won't
because
know.
They can't hear us.
Because they can't hear us.
Yeah.
And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to call in anything on your mind. Yeah, the antenna issue has been interesting because I've been up there twice, and the antenna does not look broken, so I assume it's a connector issue. And one of the problems right now is just somebody to climb the antenna.
Yeah, that's not me.
No. And it has not been me either. But we were able to fix one of the minor problems last Wednesday night. It was a week ago today where we were able to get the power back up. I can get it at my house again.
Yeah, I can get it quite well in my house and in my car.
Yeah, so we were able to repair it from where it was. But getting it back to the full bore will take a little bit of a moment until somebody can slither up the antenna. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you guys all sound like Bob.
Oh, we all sound like Bob.
Yep.
Great description.
Well, we've been drunk, so now we're mushy,
gravelly.
Okay,
we lost him.
We lost him. Well, now Glenn, turn on your machine again, and let's see if we all sound like Bob. See, this is one of the problems as well. I think every machine sounds different.
Yeah, and Listen Live may because there is. It's not really going. It's going through the microphones, but it's also going through our board directly. So that may make a different sound. Here we go. Let's see what it sounds like. Oops, I lost it. Hang on. Here comes a phone call. You better take that before I flip this on.
Oh, yeah, we'd hate to mess something up here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
There's Bob.
I'm on my phone. I'm
radio. You guys talk. Listen.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. Let's see what it sounds like. Whoops. Hello.
Well, you sound okay, Glenn.
Oh, here comes the phone.
A little tinny.
Go ahead, caller.
But you sound a little bit.
I heard. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah.
Well, we'll both say something here so we can hear what's going on, and I'm saying something right now to hear what this sounds like.
Right, and then we've got about a 30-second delay, so we'll have to vamp here. It does sound a little harsh. These are all technical terms.
Oh, that'll drive you nuts. Okay, go ahead and turn on your machine today. Boy, we'll win an Emmy for this one for sure. Oh, that's where we're...
That's where we're talking over there.
That was
over
bad.
Bob's radio.
We should not be doing that.
No, no. Now, see, you sound better.
Yeah.
There's background. It must be Bob's radio. No? See, you sound a little tinny.
I sound a little tinny. Okay.
Oh, my.
Boy, oh, boy. Never have so many labored for so much to be heard by so few. Go ahead, caller.
Did you hear all that gobble?
What's that?
Did you hear all that gobble?
Yeah, we heard
did
some garble. We're working on it.
I can barely hear you now.
Okay, I can understand that. Stick with us, Bob. Holy Lord. Just about time to pack up and go home today, I think. 740-383-9944. You see, but I know what knobs turn the bass up here, and every time I turn up the bass, then we'll get you're muddy. So I don't, you know, if I do this, now you'll hear it, Glenn. Can you hear it in the headphones
yes,
there?
Yes, sound better, right?
Do you hear the bass going up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. But now in a few seconds, people will be telling me that we sound muddy again.
Okay, well, I'll pull up my Listen Live again, and we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to turn these things to the point to where you hear the bass coming back into the voice.
Okay.
Do you hear the bass back in the voice?
I do hear the bass, and it sounds good.
Okay, now that sounds good in the headset.
In the headphones, yeah.
Now, what it sounds like at your home right now, we have no idea.
We'll see.
I'm going to turn these things to the point to where you hear the bass coming back into the voice.
Okay.
Do you hear the bass back in the voice?
I do hear the bass, and it sounds good.
Okay, now that sounds good in the headset.
In the headphones, yeah.
Now,
okay, that's what we were getting. It sounds like we have a lack of what they call in the business a lack of presence.
We got that.
I will have to... I have a friend, one of the guys that sang in the folk trio with me. It was an honest-to-goodness sound engineer, and I'm going to send him a message telling him all the problems we have. Maybe he can help us out.
Well, heaven knows we'll take anything at this point, but, you know, I don't know if that's good right there. I took down our middle wave,
okay,
which seems to be our bassiest wave.
Okay.
So who knows how this sounds, but we'll go with this at this particular
point. Sound good to me.
Yeah, you know, through the headphones it sounds fine, and I think that's why it's a little frustrating to try to figure out what muddy and tinny and all that means.
Yeah.
Because in the headphones it doesn't sound that way.
Well, when I was listening on the car coming to work, it did sound a little tinny, but it wasn't as bad as Bob's radio was.
Oh, no. the tune might be the tuner.
Yeah.
Might be carved out there. Now, see what this sounds like. One last check here. Because
okay.
Now this is without the middle wave
okay.
turned up. We'll see how this sounds.
We'll see what it does here. Listen Live. I'm going
Listen
to...
Listen Live.
Now, if you're having trouble, by the way, and you go to our website and click on Listen Live, or what is the other app called?
Tune In.
You'll find it's much better.
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go. Let's see what it sounds like. Listen Live. I'm going to
Listen Live.
Now, if you're having trouble, by the way, and you go to our website and click on Listen Live, or what is the other app called?
Tune in.
You'll find it's much better.
Yes.
I'm hearing garble in the background, though, and I don't know what
garble.
Yeah. I'm not sure how to explain it.
Go ahead, caller.
It's on my channel. I've got it right on your station where it's supposed to be. And you're still going in and out. And you're low. I can't hear a word you said.
Bob, are you south of town or north of town?
I'm out on South Prospect Street.
I'm sorry. South Prospect.
I'm out of town.
Okay. Okay, so the other caller that we got that said they were struggling, we're also south of us. And my guess is something's wrong with our antenna. You know, antennas can either be omnidirectional, which means the signal goes
right
out.
Right now, your voices sound like you're underground.
Okay.
It's garbled. You can't pick that up, and I've got it right on.
Okay, I'm guessing that our antenna is not sending a signal your direction very well right now.
Yeah.
South, right.
All right.
So, we appreciate the information, though, Bob, because that's the only way we're going to get it better.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go. Bye. Well, you know, here we are. And yesterday, it was interesting because where people thought it was most perfect was right here. Now, they liked it right here. Now, I don't know. Is that good or bad? Now, there's only one other thing I can really try, and that's to turn down the top. Now, does that do anything?
Well, that brings up the bass. So.
Well, it does bring up the bass, but people seem to think we're in a hole or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's helpful to people or not, or if you turn that way down and then you bring this up. It's hard to tell.
Well,
you really don't know.
I think north of town, you're getting a better signal, it sounds like. I live north of town. And south of town, you're getting a weak signal.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm over by Grant Middle School, and you're coming in fine.
There
now.
You go.
Yesterday, I was out by Day Spring, and I couldn't get you at all. Another station was taking over the signal.
Right, the gospel station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down in Columbus. And, yeah.
But I couldn't. You know, going down. 98 and around catching 95 coming into town there at Day Spring, I couldn't get you at all.
Well, now you're over by the school right now, so you're not very far away from the antenna. Yeah.
No.
All right.
But you're coming in just fine right now.
Now, can you understand our voices okay?
Sure. I mean, it's really good.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
I think it's...
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I think it's a directional problem.
Well, you know, I understand if the antenna's not coming in, because we've said that now for a week, that there's an antenna issue, but an antenna and a sound issue are two different things.
Yeah, and I think the sound issue is going to come from just moving into this into our new digs. People are going to have to get used to a slightly different sound, just because of the acoustics of the room we're in.
That's right. The acoustics change as you move from room to room.
Yeah.
It did it at Belltone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a different sound there than there was in the last room we were in. You know, I did not realize that piling up our junk would be something that we should do. We should never have taken the junk down, Glenn.
I don't think that's a technical solution.
Well, but when it insulated us in our little cone in there.
Yeah. Have you tried it? Well, no, I don't. I was going to say, have you tried it without that gorgeous blanket behind you?
Bad.
It's bad.
Bad, because it echoes.
Yeah.
It echoes right through the room.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Because that's an open room.
Yeah. Maybe if we could get one of those sliding doors, soft sliding doors that has the, you know, has like an accordion, that might help. Because it's soft and it also has those different angles.
Right, but now how do we get to the insulation in this room again? We just need a big table right over there where we can pile all of our junk.
I think you can do it with just egg cartons, or you do it with some form of foam soundproofing.
Foam rubber.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't have any illusions on anything anymore. You know, I can tell you, this is where we were at the last studio. This is right where everything was set. In the last studio.
Okay.
Right here.
It sounds real good in my headphones.
Yeah, now this is exactly where it was. But people will say, coming through the tune-in and all that this does not sound good. So I don't know, but this is where it used to be.
Okay, I'm going to show you what I think we need, if I can find it here. oh, sure, it won't, naturally it won't come up when I want it to. But it's like egg carton, only it's bigger and it's made out of foam. But I'm not finding it.
Now, how does this sound in your tune-in? Because this is where we used to be.
Okay,
this is where we were in Studio A at the old place.
Okay, I'll have to go back and find it. Oh, there I am. Okay, welcome, it says. We're welcomed. All right, here we go.
At the old place.
Okay, I'll have to.
I don't sound very good.
I can find it. There I am.
Okay, that sounds like a B in the line.
We're welcomed.
Yeah, it's over modulating the bass on my
feet. Right, which is.
At the old place. Okay, I'll
have to. Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah. Okay, go back to the other way.
Go back to the other way.
More trouble.
More trouble in the line.
We will have to work on it, I'm afraid.
We will, and that'll just be what'll happen. And, you know, I think it's just going to take insulating the room further.
Yeah.
At this particular point, which hopefully we'll be able to do as time goes on.
But our Radio Shack moved out of town, so I can't get that stuff.
That is a tragedy, isn't it? That our Radio Shack has moved out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to go with the egg cartons.
They're ugly, but they might work.
They do work. But we're all for work. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, instead of talking about this all day, you heard the conversation in regard to the George Floyd Chauvin trial that's going on.
Right.
What's your feeling on the whole thing?
Well... I've listened to a lot of it, and my feeling is I'm very disappointed with our police department. Not the department so much, because the department's kind of saying that was not what they were trained to do. The entire heads of that department are basically saying he used a method that was not acceptable. And in my opinion... they murdered him. That's my opinion.
But how do you think it will turn out?
I think, like it always turns out, the white guys will win.
Well, you know, but isn't this... See, here's the problem, I think, in this particular case, and much like many of these cases. They were on the clock, and they were police officers. And I think that does change the dynamic. Because I think if it was just a regular citizen murdering a regular citizen, people would not, they would see that differently. And I think in these particular cases, what people see is that somebody was committing a criminal act, and the police were called, and the police were doing their job to protect society, and that's why it's hard to convict a police officer. I think that's what happens. I think that's what happened with Rodney King. I think that's what happens in these particular situations.
My guess is, had Rodney King or Floyd or any of those gentlemen that were killed by police, had they been white, there would be a different outcome.
Maybe there would. But I just think when it comes to the trial, I'm not so... I don't know... that the race of the police officer has anything to do with how they will be found. I think it has to do with their profession at the time of the death. I think if they were not police officers, I don't think it would be getting nearly this much attention, and I don't think that...
No, it's getting this much attention because all police departments have protect and serve as their motto, or most of them do, and he did not protect this young man, and he did not serve the general public. I think people are just, even old white guys like me are getting tired of seeing the abuse that is happening to our fellow citizens, whether they're black or yellow or red, no matter what color they are. We're getting tired of that.
Well, and we will take phone calls. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I called a little bit ago and I was over around Grant and you were coming, your signal was coming in fine.
Uh-huh.
I'm now out on Route 4 close to the Alliance Church, if you know where that's at.
Is it north or south?
Your break, it's south.
Yeah.
So you're breaking up here.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's happening. It's not getting out south. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know if that helped or not, but I thought I'd call it.
No, I appreciate it. Okay. Send your send your technician's charges to WWGH. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, in that, you know, there is an antenna issue going on, so it overlapped with the sound issue.
Yeah.
Is
right.
is an antenna issue, but again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Call in if you like. Now, the subject at hand was the one we talked about this morning, and I don't know if this time Chauvin will be found not guilty, because the police department did fire him, mm-hmm. and there has been money paid out to the Floyd family already. So I think that's going to work against him.
I find it disrespectful and unhelpful to bring up the fact that they got $27 million for the death of their child. You couldn't give me $27 million for the death of any of my three children. Now, maybe there are people that don't care, but I certainly think his mother cared, and $23 million is just a drop in the bucket compared to having that person around.
Well, yeah, I don't think you can bring somebody back with money.
Absolutely can't.
Right.
But there is a side to this that they're saying, well, they got $27 million. They should be happy. No, they lost their son, their brother, their father. They lost, I'm not sure if he was a father or not, but they lost somebody who they loved.
Now, should they have accepted the money?
I'm not sure they had a choice.
Well, because I think sometimes that's where that other side comes from. Because they say, okay, well, you're right. Money can't bring back a human being, and that's exactly correct. So why did you sue for that money? Why did you get an attorney and do that?
Well, it was a civil case, I'm sure. It was
right,
not
I'm sure
a criminal
it was.
Case. And it was to make the department pay. And that's what it's doing. It's making Minneapolis, is it, or is it St. Paul's? No, it's Minneapolis.
Right, I believe
it's
so.
Making them pay. And I'm not really, I'm not a big fan of that type of suits. Matter of fact, I'm not a big fan of suits in at all.
Right, but the, you know, the two, well, the people, let's just say that,
mm-hmm.
the people who were involved in this no longer work for the department.
Right.
And I don't know that they were ever given instructions to behave the way they did. So punishing the department by taking millions of dollars, you're not going to shut down the police department.
No.
So what does that do? They're no longer there.
It certainly raises a notification that you better not let this happen again, or you will get sued again for this type of money.
Right, but I think it's problematic for people when they see. It's kind of like Bill Cosby, to be honest with you. Obviously, there was no murder there, but a lot of people were very angry because the woman who eventually sent him to prison did take a payout of $1 million or millions of dollars prior to then turning around and accusing him in a criminal case of doing what he did. Well, the original case, which she took the payout for, to stay quiet, to not go to trial, she kept the money. So I think that's problematic for people. Now, should Bill Cosby have had to pay if he did that? Sure, he should have. And that's why he did. That's why he gave her millions of dollars. But then to come back and also get him criminally, I think a lot of people looked at that and said, well, why did you take the money in the first place? Why didn't you just go to the DA and sue him criminally then?
Yeah, I'm not inside her head, so I don't know. And nor am I inside the Floyd family head. So I don't know. And not only that, but there are a lot of lawyers involved in all of this, and they all have to be paid out of that $27 million. And I bet they're taking a sizable chunk.
Right. So who gets rich in this?
I don't know.
The lawyers.
And definitely the Floyd family. You can't pay them enough.
No, but I think that's, you know, I think that's why some people have a problem. I haven't heard that, honestly, that people were using the financial payout against them. Mm-hmm. But if they are, that probably is one of the reasons. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but I think a lot of times people see a big payout like this and they say, okay, well, that's not going to bring your son back. And obviously there are criminal charges filed now. So,
yeah, but why they don't know that the criminal charges will hold. So a
right.
civil charge of $27 million is going to wake some people up.
Right, but...
I think that's what they wanted to do.
Right, but you know, a lot of times these civil trials are not filed until the criminal verdict comes in. Like O.J. Simpson was that way. Mm-hmm. You know, he was criminally found innocent, or not guilty. But civilly, he was found guilty.
Yes, right. Okay,
but that came later.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Chip. How you doing?
Good.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
He's south of town, right?
He's south of town. We're coming in loud and clear over there, Chip.
Yes.
Good.
So how's work?
Good.
Good. You enjoying this weather?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Did you do anything fun yesterday?
No.
Did you work?
Yeah.
Well, that would fall under not fun. You're right, Chip. You gonna work tonight?
Yes.
All right.
Be good. Well, and take care of those customers that you have to do.
Yeah.
Watching anything good on television?
The baseball.
Baseball. Yay. Who are you watching?
Indians.
Ah, yeah.
All Excellent. Right. Well, hey, Chip, thanks for calling. It's always good to have you check in.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chip, the legendary customer service rep over at Kroger South here in Marion. Now, that's an interesting story, the Indian story, to now where I guess the main office is saying, don't wear that stuff to the game. Mm-hmm. Don't paint your face. You'll be asked to leave.
They're working to change the image, and Chief Wahoo, which is a loved mascot by many Indians fan, is, in my opinion, kind of downputting of our Native Americans.
Yeah, but what's interesting to me is when this all started, people felt that an outside source had put pressure on the management to change the name and get rid of Chief Wahoo, and then everybody blew up when they announced they were going to change the name and said, well, you know, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that. And now the management, not only with the season starting, is sticking behind the name change and the removal of Wahoo, they are doubling down. And they're saying not only is Chief Wahoo gone, not only are we not going to be called the Indians anymore, but you don't come to our game dressed like that. You don't do it. I think that's fascinating.
Well, until they rename it, and they haven't renamed it as far as I know, I would think they should at least let people wear their favorite, you know, their Indians shirts and stuff like that. Now, maybe not wear the ones that have Chief Wahoo on it, because I guess it is kind of insulting. I was in intercollegiate athletics at OU when Eastern Michigan, they were called the Hurons. And the Hurons their symbol was not offensive to me as an old white guy. I wasn't that old then. But I could understand where there would be people that were of the Huron tribe that would be offended because it was, kind of saying Hurons are mean and tough and stuff like that, and maybe they didn't want to be thought that way. Well, anyway, they did change the name, and I can't remember what they changed it to. But I remember for a long time, people would show up with banners that say "Hurons forever." You know, and they were always old white people.
I just find it fascinating that management is not catering to the fan.
Yeah,
and it reminds me of Pete Rose, because I think most Cincinnati Reds fans wanted to see him welcomed back with open arms and put in the Hall of Fame and embraced by Major League Baseball, and that has not happened to this day.
Well, I don't think they had any choice over the Hall of Fame thing. That's controlled by MLB.
Right, but I think that there certainly was a lot of pressure put on Major League Baseball to let him in.
There's a lot of pressure on a lot of different things now.
Right, but where it used to be that it seemed like these corporations looked at the bottom line, the Indians clearly are not.
One of the things that's coming up with this voter suppression stuff where Black Lives Matter and many other groups are saying, don't buy Coca-Cola, don't buy, you know, all the different products that are made in Atlanta, Georgia. They're getting all sorts of grief from it, but it's kind of interesting. The corporations are saying, of course, they're about a step late in doing it, but they're kind of saying, we agree with the people. They moved the MLB All-Star game out, and other things are going to fall. And I think the corporations are not being altruistic in their thoughts. They're being capitalistic. They're saying, if we're going to lose more customers by staying with Georgia, we'll go that way. If we're going to lose more customers by moving out, we'll do that. You know, they want the customers. They want the money.
But see, the Indians don't seem to be going by that philosophy.
Not yet. Yeah, it's kind of strange.
I mean, they seem to be ticking off the fans further.
Yeah, they do.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you were talking about the Indian situation.
Yes.
You know, really, I think that's an honor, you know, to the Indians, you know, for them to be called Cleveland Indians.
Have you noticed how cartoonish Chief Wahoo looks? He doesn't look like a bright person.
Well, but still, you know, it's Indians was good fighters, you know, fierce fighters. Mm-hmm. And at the sports team, you know, they're fighting.
Okay.
You know,
well, I understand what you're saying, yeah, and I understand.
And to me, I think it should be an honor to them. I remember years ago, Pleasant used to be called Pleasant Pandas.
Oh yeah.
Now, do you think Cleveland would be better called Cleveland Pandas?
I like pandas.
Well, they're wobbly, you know.
And they're soft and they're sweet, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you think of. So when you think of the Cleveland Indians, you think of those spiders, you know, they're going to fight till the last, you know.
Well, then we could name them the guys over in the Middle East who are I can't remember the name of the Taliban. We could call them the Cleveland Taliban if you like fierce fighters. I understand what you're saying.
That's getting a little bit, you know, extreme there.
Well,
maybe,
yeah, but I think the Native Americans feel that it was that Chief Wahoo was extreme.
You know, when you got teams, you know, the Atlanta Hawks and stuff like, mm-hmm. you know, they don't call it the Atlanta Sparrows.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, that's a...
You know, along the same line, I was at OU when Miami decided to stop calling themselves the Redskins, and they worked really hard to have their mascot was a young man, always a young man, who went to school to learn how to do the war dance whatever the tribe was down there. It might have been the Lakota. He learned how to dance like that.
You know what? Guys, we got a break. Stay with us. Call back in after the break, and we'll be back in 15 minutes.
Public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone.